We hear in the Mishnah that Mem Beis Amud Aleph, the Mishnah had spoken about two types of chametz. Dalad mini medine kutach habavli sheicha amodai, etc., which is chametz dagen goma yidei taruvis. And then we had gimo mini umnius zaymen shel tzavoim amelum shel tabochim, which is chametz nukshim. And the Mishnah is Messiahim, Harei Eilu Baz Hore, Ve'ein Behem Mishim Kores. That Tzai, Chometz Dogen Goma, Yedei Taruvis, and Tzai, Chometz Nukshe, is, there's a lav, and there's no Kores. Zog the Gemara, and Afim Gimel Omed Aleph, a little before half of the Omed, Harei Eilu Baz Hore. Zog the Gemara, Man Tane, the Chometz Dogen Goma, Yedei Taruvis, Benukshe be'enei belav. Who is this Tana that holds that these two, that there's a lav? Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Rameiri. That the Tana of our mission is Rameir. The Sanya we learned in the Baraisa as follows. Siyar Yisoret. Now we'll soon see, let us perhaps jump the gun, we'll say Pshat in the Baraisa, later the Gemara is going to say Pshat in the Baraisa. Siyar Yisoret. Siyar is a process of chimutz. A person had a dough. It started getting simone chimutz. Now there's a machlekes, what is considered simone chimutz? Rav Meir holds, hirsifu ponov already is chometz nukshe. According to Rav Meir, siyar yisorif means if one has a dough and is hirsifu ponov, it's got pale, the dough got pale, that's chometz nukshe, and yisorek. Rabbi Yehuda holds that hichsif uponav is garnished. Now, when is it chometz nukshe? By its nireke karnech agovim, you see minute cracks in the ise, that is a simen that it's starting to become chometz, and that is chometz nukshe. So now, the Braise reads as follows. Siyar Yisori. When it is Chometz Nukshe. That means, Sai, Siyar de Rav Meir le Rav Meir. Hichsif uponav according to Rav Meir. Or, Karnei Chagovim according to Rav Yehuda. So Yisori. It's Oymed L'Sreife. It's also Bahano. V'nois noy le Kalboy. Now, the Braise says further, it is Muta Bahano. So we'll soon see that means that the seer, the Rav Meir, according to Rav Yehuda, is mutar bahano. That's not chometz according to him. So hichsif uponav, according to Rav Yehuda, is nois noy le kalboy. Va'oich loy barboy. And the person, according to Rav Meir, if a person will eat seer, which is hichsif uponav, is chayiv malkis. So Kaponim, we have over here a Baraisa that says that according to Rav Meir, one who eats Chometz Nukshe is Chayiv Malkis. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Baraisa. Hagufe Kasha, the Baraisa L'chayre Stiradik, Amre Tziyo Yisorim. First you say that it has to be burnt. Alma Oso Bahano. V'hodor Toni V'noisne Lifnei Kalboy. Then you say, you're permitted to give it lifnei kalboy. Alma buta bahano. And for the Gemara, hochi koma. This is pshat in the Baraisa. Siyar yisorev de rameya le rameya. The siyar, when it is considered chometz nukshe, de rameya le rameya. The siyar of rameya, which is a sif upon of according to rameya, that then it is chometz nukshe yisorev. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda, the seer of Rabbi Yehuda, which is Karnei Chagovim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then it has a shame, Chometz Nukshe, then it's Yisori. V'noisnei lifnei kalboi, the Rameya, the Rabbi Yehuda. The seer, the Rameya, which is Hasif Eponav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's still Matzah. So it's Mutabahano. If a person will eat it, he's chayiv malkis, ason l'rameya. I mean, siyar de rameya, hechsif oiponav according to rameya. If one eats it in Pesach, he's chayiv malkis. Aber shamina leil rameya. So we hear, according to rameya, Nukshe be'enei belav. That nukshe that is be'en is alav. That we see klo. He says it's loikes arboy. So we see klo that nukshe according to Rav Meir is loike. So the Gemara says, v'chol shkein chometz dogen gomor al yedei taruvis. As we will see as the sugya progresses, Rav Yehuda Marav holds that chometz dogen gomor al yedei taruvis is more chomor than nukshe. So memeile, if Rav Meir holds that nukshe is chayiv malkis, avada gevis, chometz dogen gomor al yedei taruvis is chayiv malkis, and that is the tane of our Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Man tane de mas nisin, de islay chometz dogon gomur shenis arev bemin acher, ve einoi be'en shenimuach. So Rashi explains the first four cases. It is speaking about that is nis arev. It is not be'en. The chometz is not be'en. It's me'urev with other ingredients. We had mentioned yesterday, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, according to the Rambam, even though it's a kezayis bechdei achilas pras, but it is not nois and tam. You're not malgish the tam of chometz. You're malgish a kiyua. The chometz is put in there to make it sour, to make it spicy, but you're not malgish a tam lechem. So you have a taruvis chometz, a kezayis dechilus pras, which is not nois in tam. So you don't get chorus for this, you get malkis. Inami chometz nukshe. And Rashi defines what is chometz nukshe ra. It is not a good chometz. We'll see later, it's not a bar achila. It's not too edible. Ve'ise be'enei, muzoran al achilosoi bela. So that is the two tziyurim, what it says in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaks about chometz dogon gomor yedei taruvis when it's not ben, it's misarif, but it's a real chometz, and then we have a chometz nukshe, which is a chometz ra. V'isabein, a muzorin alachilose belav. Diktoni, where do we see both these halachas in the Mishnah? Diktoni masnisin kutach habavli, v'sheicher hamodai, chometz dogen gomor, elosh nisarev v'dover acher. That's the first half of the Mishnah. V'tachshit einoshim be'einehu avol nukshu, de'einoi roi l'achile. That's the nukshe chelik of the Mishnah. It's not roi, here Rashi says what ra means, it's not roi l'achile. Uktoni bazore doivar aleihem belav. Now it is very interesting that when Rashi needed a marshal for chometz nukshe, now the Mishnah said the three mishalim of chometz nukshe, zayman shel tzavoyim, amelin shel tabochin, koilin shel soifim, that was the tzir of chometz nukshe. Rashi forgot about that, and Rashi jumps to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer oimer av tachshitei noshim. Now we had learned in Taisus Daf Membeza Medalev Tachshitei Noshem is not Chometz Nukshe Be'en. It's either Chometz Nukshe Al Yedei Taruvis, the Bach says Pshat in Taisus, or it's a Chometz Dogon Gomur Al Yedei Taruvis, but the Chometz Dogon Gomur is not Roi Lachile. But it is not Chometz Nukshe Be'en. That is the Mishnah. And Rashi, for some reason, when Rashi wants to give a marshal of chometz nukshe be'en, so Rashi skips over the three poshita cases in the Mishnah, and Rashi jumps to Rabbi Lezer, and Rashi calls this chometz nukshe be'en. So besides the difficulties in understanding where Rashi did not want to bring the three cases in the Mishnah, Abu Lechere, Rabbi Lezer is the wrong address. Lechere, that's not chometz nukshe, that's either chometz nukshe yedei, he's moisif. Rabbi Lezer is moisif on the Tanikame. So it's either chometz nukshe yedei taruvis, or it's a chometz dogen gomor yedei taruvis, but it's not chometz nukshe ben. What is it different than the others? What is Rabbi Lezer Meisev? The only way I can understand Rashi, there was a Rabbeinu Peretz explains what the difference between the Gemara Havamina that Kailan Shel Seifrin is also Tachshitei Noshim. So what is the difference between Kailan Shel Soifren and the Tachshita in Noshim Rabbelezer? So the Rabbeinu Peretz says that it's more, the way Taisma says that it's more mizuim, it's used by Yisei Mokim, and it's Yoiser Nukshe. That's the Lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Have a Nukshe Tvei, it's more Nukshe. It could be, the Rabbeinu Peretz Loim Shav Rabbelezer, not that it's Aidei Taruvis, but it's a bigger Nukshe. That means, if we define the criteria of Nukshe is that it's Eini Roi L'Achile, so it could be it's more Eini Roi L'Achile. It seems Rashi also learned like that. That means that it's a greater Nukshe. So maybe it could be Rashi wanted to hop on the two extremes. According to Rabbelezer, I feel like such a Nukshe is Chayiv Belav. Siyar Shalayin is Chametz Kol Tzolchay. Now we see a second characteristic of Chometz Nukshe. First we had Rashi says it was Ra, and Eini Roi L'Achile. And here Rashi says, Shalayin Nishametz Kol Tzolchoy. The Minchas Baruch wants to learn that is the, you need both of these to make it Chometz Nukshe. That the Chimutz is not complete, and that brings about that it's not Roi L'Achile. Siyah pligi b'masnis. There's a machlokes in the Mishnah. Hameya kori siyah eshech sifoi ponak. When the dough gets pale. Vizeu tchilas chimutzoi. Ula Rabbi Yehuda have a siyah shehischel lisodek kvar stokim dakim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that it becomes siyah, which is chometz nukshe, when minute cracks start coming in the Isa. Kikan lechagovim. Echad lekan, vechad lekan. Avor shechsifo iponov l'Rabbi Yehuda matzei. If it's shechsifo iponov, that's not chometz nukshe, that's matzei. Ularab meye, kan lechagovim, chometz gomuhu. According to Rameye, that is chometz gomuhu. Vohoche ochikoma. Now Rashi explains pshat in the Beraisa. Sier yisorei, the osar bano, it is osar bano. It's oimed l'sreife. Cannot be used. Siyah de Rameya, r'sifei ponov, yisorev l'Rameya. B'siyah de Rabbi Yehuda, yisorev l'Rabbi Yehuda. B'seifa diktoni v'noisnei lifnei kalboy, which would seem that it's muta bano, alibed Rabbi Yehuda komalei. This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, v'siyah de Rameya koi. It's going on the siyah de Rameya, alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Ba'ha'oich lo'i ba'arboin, asoim l'rameya, kloima l'rameya, ha'oich lo'i l'siyer zeh, l'siyer zeh, sh'rab Yehuda mater ba'hano, this seer, what Rabbi Yehuda is mater ba'hano, according to Rameya, soifig asaboin. Alme shamine lei l'rameya, l'is lei chode mehani tarti de masnisi. We see from Rameya, now he holds one of the two of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you get Malkus by Chometz Dogen Goma Yedei Taruvis. The Mishnah says you get Malkus Anukshe. And one of the two we see Ramei holds you get Malkus. The Koma Nukshe Be'enei Belav, Kigoyin Siyer, the Nukshe Hu. Then Rashi says, Be'enei Roi Lachila, Hoyel Ve'hech Mitzas Ve'loi Goma. See, Rashi says, Klo, Rashi puts these two in Yonim together, it was Hechmik Tzas V'Legoma, and that makes it Eini Roi L'Achila. So this is Chometz Nukshe. U'l'achmetz Yisus Acheres K'Soyer Nami L'Echozi. Then Rashi says it cannot be Machmetz Acherim. Soyer is also not Roi L'Achila, but Soyer is Chorus because it can be Machmetz Acherim. V'kom Arbelat. And the Ar Mishnah says, on one of the two, it says that on Nukshe it says it's Belat. No, I mean, Rameya says on one of the two is Belav. V'koshkein so Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav says, v'koshkein chometz gomel, ayidei taruvis. Avadne givis chometz gomel, ayidei taruvis. The ksover Rabbi Yehuda, ayidei taruvis, chomel mi nukshe ben. Taruvis is more chomel than nukshe ben. V'haylav de nukshe nafkelei mikol machmetzes loiseichelu kol ribuyu kidolakamon. And Rashi says, we learn out, how do we know, what's the makoyer of Rameya at Yoloike? Bikol machmetzes loisei chayli, loin afam kol, kol ribuye kidalakamon. Now, dachsamir Rashi, why did Rashi have to tell us now the drosha? Rashi tells us, and we know nukshe from the drosha. I mean, why did, we'll come later to the Gemara. The Gemara is gonna, the God Gemara speaks later according to a different tana. Rashi says, who adin according to Rameh, but why did Rashi hold it wichtig now to tell us the drosha? So dachsamir, I saw me'im this in this Sfas Emes. That by Emerson, to the, there's a beautiful ha'ore and argimore from the, I saw the Birkas Avrom asks the Kashe. The Birkas Avrom asks as follows. There are two types of chometz. There's chometz dog and gomor al yedei tarudis. There the chesoren is not in the chimutz. It's chometz dog and gomor. Chesoren is, it's, either it's not nice and tam, it should become bottle. That's the problem. There's another chimutz, there's a chimutz of chametz nukshe. There, the chesoren of taruvis of nice and tam is not there, fakir, it's not murib, it's bad. There is a different chesoren. There's a chesoren, it's not a chametz gomel, it's not oimid lachila, it's not roi lachila. There are two distinct types of chametz. Each one has its own chesor. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara seems to say that, according to Rav Yehuda holds, if Rav Meir holds that chometz nukshis chayev, koske chometz dogen goma yedei taruvis. So it's very difficult. How could you learn the chesor that chometz dogen goma has? You can't learn it out from chometz nukshe. You can hold whatever you want. That means I could hold that theoretically chometz dog and gomor is more chomer. But without a pasuk, I don't know anything. Without a limud, you'd also be potter. Even though it's a kezayis of chometz gomor, but it's potter. So now it says chometz nukshe is potter. Now the chometz nukshe does not have the chesroinus of chometz gomor, dog and gomor, yedei taruvs. Chometz dog and gomor doesn't have the milus of chometz nukshe. So, it's a different chesong. So how is it possible to learn how to kal v'chaymer one from the other? If it says chometz nukshi is chayv, avad to give his chometz dog and gom. It's a very geshmaki kasha. Then the Sfas Emes says another kasha. Ein mazirin min adin. If I feel you have a kal v'chaymer, you can't get malkis from a kal v'chaymer. If the pasuk is speaking about chometz nukshi, so good, so chometz nukshi is malkis. A kal v'chaymer, the chometz dog and gom, fine. But there's ein mazirin min adin. So the Birkas Avrom says, and the Sfas Emes also seems to say this, that it's the Gemara means something else. Not I'm learning out chometz dogen gomor al yedei tarubis from chometz nukshe. They're two different things. No, the limud is be'etzim from the posik, and that is why Rashi had to bring the posik. What does it say in the posik? There was a ribui of kol machmetzes lo yisachel. There was a ribu of kol. That means the Torah gave me a riba. You don't need poshet the chometz. You marbe kol machmetzes. So memeile, so now it's beautiful. So if Rav Meir, that means, so let us say, if misvore chitzoyne, I hold that chometz dogen gomo is more chomer than chometz lukshin. Fine. So if I would have a ribui that could be marbe one thing, I would zicher be marbe chometz dogen gomo idei tarubis, because misvore, that's more chometz. That's a kezayis of chometz. I have a kezayis of chometz there. So if we see Rav Meir was marbe from the kol afilu chometz nukshe, so I'm zichem marbe from the kol chometz don goma yedei tarubis. So not I'm learning out from Rav Meir. If Rav Meir used the kol to be marbe afilu chometz nukshe, so this kol is zichem marbe chometz dog and gomer yedei tarubis. So not I'm learning chometz dog and gomer from chometz nukshe. I'm learning from the kol. But I see if Rav Meir said that the kol can go so far, kol is marbe afilu chometz nukshe, so it's zichem marbe chometz dog and gomer yedei tarubis. That's why Rashi to bring the pasuk over here to understand this kal v'chomer. So then it's not ein mazirin min adin. It's not that I'm learning out chometz dog and gomer from chometz nukshe. Chometz dog and gomer is also because selected in the posik. Now if Rav Meir stuck afilu chometz nukshe in the posik, he zicher would stick chometz dog and gomer yedei tarubis in the posik. That is Rav Yehuda Amarav's Mahalach. that our Mishnah is going according to Rameya. If Rameya holds, learns out from Kol that Chometz Nukshe is like Avad the Givis Chometz Dogen Gomede Teruvis is like it. Rav Nachman Omar Rabbi Lezari. Rav Nachman says it's Rabbi Lezari. The Sanya, we learned Abaraisa. Al Chometz Dogon Gomo on Ishkores. Chometz Dogon Gomo, it's a real Chometz and Ishkores. Al Eruvoy, if you have Chometz, that's Me'urev with other ingredients, Taruvis Chometz, Belav, Divrei Rabbi Lezari. Achamim oimrem al chometz dogen goma anishkoris, al eruvay beloiklum. Vishamina leila Rabbi Lezer. The Omar Chalkoponim, we see that Rabbi Lezer holds one of the halachas in our Mishneh, that chometz dog, that taruvis chometz is belav. Vishamina leila Rabbi Lezer al chometz dogen goma idei taruvis belav, v'chol shkein nukshe be'einim. So Rav Nachman held misvore that Nukshe is more chomo than chometz dog and goma yedei taruvis. So Memele, so he says, right to the same shtik teire, but the other way around. That he found that Tana Rabbi Lezer that holds chometz yedei taruvis is chayiv malkis. So Avada gives chometz Nukshe is chayiv malkis. Rav Nachman, my time, loy omar ke Rabbi Yehuda. Why didn't he want to say like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said the Tana v'Mishnah is Rameya. Omar loch. So Rav Nachman that holds that Nukshe is more chomo than chometz aydei terubis. Omar loch. How can say the Mishnah is like Rameya? Dil ma'at kan loy koma Rameya hosam elo Nukshe beine. Nukshe, which is more chomo. Nukshe, by Nukshe there's a lot. Avul chometz dogen goma aydei terubis loy. Rav Yehuda, my time, loy omar ke Rav Nachman. Why didn't Rav Yehuda say like Rav Nachman that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lezer? Rav Yehuda was the one that said chometz dogen gomo is more chomer than nukshe. Omar loch, so he said, ad kan loy koma Rabbi Lezer hosom, elo chometz dogen gomo yedei taruvis, avo nukshe be'ein eloi. So that means each one held that the opposite was more chomer. So Memele, so the Mishnah can only be according to Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, that Chometz Dogen Gomei Dei Taruvis is Mohammed than Nukshe, our Mishnah can only go according to Ramei, according to Rabbi Lezer, again, he asked only Chometz Dogen Gomei Dei Taruvis. According to Rav Nachman, Nukshe is Mohammed than Chometz Dogen Gomel. So Memele, our Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Lezer. We ask that Chometz Dogen Gomo Yedei Taruvis about the Gibis Nukshe. Tanya Kivosei de Rabbi Yehuda. So now we learned a Beraise Araye to Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean, Araye to Rabbi Yehuda? As Rabbi Yehuda had said that Nukshe is kill from Chometz Dogen Gomo Yedei Taruvis, and therefore our Mishnah can only go according to Rameya. So we have Araye to Rabbi Yehuda. What is the Rai? In the Pasuk it says, Kol machmetzes loy seichelu. Le rabois kutach ha-bavli v'sheicher ha-modai v'choymetz ha-doimi v'zeisem ha-mitzri. Yochel, so the Barais is marbe chometz dogen goma idei tarubis. Yochel ye'enish koris. If I'm marbe, it should be koris. Tamud loyme ki kol oichel chometz v'nichreso al chometz dogen gomor anish kores al eruvay belav. So we have a beraise man shamet lei da'omal al eruvay belav. Who is this Tana that we know that holds eruvay belav? Rabbi Lezeri. Ilu nukshe be'enei loy koma. So why, when he's bringing down the drosh, he's bringing down the limudim, so why didn't he bring down the limud of Nukshe also? Nukshe we also learn from Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachel, as we mentioned before, according to Rashi. So if you learn Nukshe from Kol, and he's bringing down the Droshe, so you should say, whatever we marbe from Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachel. And since he only brought down Chometz Dogen Gomei Dei Taruvis, by Stoyis we only marbe this, and not Chometz Nukshe, which is Kil. Shma Mino Nukshe Rabbi Lezer Lesley. So we see Rabbi Lezer does not hold of Nukshe, because he brought down in the Baraisa only Chometz Dogen Goma Yedei Tarubis. Let us see Rashi. Ba'alei ruvi belav, mikol machmetzes kidl kama. My time eloi oma kid Rav Yehuda, why didn't Rav Nachman say like Yehuda, the muki mas nisen kerameh? Nachman svir alei nukshe be'enei chomo mi chometz gomei dey teruvis? Nech alt faket. Tanya kebosei de Rav Yehuda, the oma chometz gomo betaruvis chom. It's more chomo than nukshe. So Rashi le'inyin koris le'ksiv kol machmetzes alo kol oichol chometz ulo kama meforish lo. Kutach v'sheicho v'chometz v'zeisoim kulon chometz gomo mureben. Kutach ikepas v'bahanech tlose ikesari v'soirim v'kulu b'nei achile ushtiyaninu. Tzroi l'achile. Avo zoimon Va'ameilon v'koilon d'nukshehu u'be'enei hoyol v'lav v'nei achilaninu loitaninu. Since it's lav v'nei achila loitaninu. V'haynu k'drav Yehude omar moida hoya rabolozor v'nukshe be'enei depota. That's right. Rabbi Yehuda that said Rabbi Lezer was only machmer by chometz dogen goma yedei taruvis, and he was not machmer by nukshe. Now, this Rashi d'achsachmer is a very interesting Rashi, and d'achsachmer this fasemis is medayik this from this Rashi, and from this Rashi we can learn a lot. Rashi explains the difference between chometz dogen gomo ayidei taruvis. Rashi says that kulon chometz gomo mure behem v'kulu b'nei achila ushtiyanin. Fine. That is the maila of chometz gomo ayidei taruvis. Avo zoymon v'ameilon v'koilon d'nukshehu u'be'enei. So what's wrong with this? Hoyul the lav v'nei achila nino loitanino. Since it's a lav v'nei achila loitanino. L'chayre, we had mentioned before that there are two characteristics of chometz nukshe. Characteristic number one, Rashi said it was ra, it's lav v'nei achila. Characteristic number two, when Rashi by Sia, Rashi spoke, hischil, it started becoming chometz. That's what Rashi mentioned before. It started becoming chometz. It's not nigmar de chimutz. L'chayre de shayla is, so when Rashi wants to differentiate between nukshe and the others, Rashi started off, the others is chometz gomel, the others is roi l'achila. The nukshe is ben, example, abahoyel v'lav v'nei achila ninu loitaninu. So Rashi said, you know why nukshe is no good? Because it's lav v'nei achila. And why didn't Rashi say because not a chometz gomo? Why did Rashi mention only this nekude? Rashi says, why Rabbi Lezer holds that nukshe is potter? So Rashi says, hoyel v'lav v'nei achila ninu. So Kaponim weist ois von Rashi a moiridike Sachen, and there is a similar Rashi in Chulim, that by Emerson, for some reason, Rashi held that the whole reason Rabbi Lezer holds Jinat Chayiv Anukshe is because Slav Bnei Achila Ninu. So what does that mean? The Isser is it's an Isser Achila. This is Slav Bnei Achila. It's Shaloike Derech Achila. The chesaron is not in the chefze, the chesaron is in the maise. That means it's the amount of chimutz that is there, that's called chometz. There's no inyan you need 10% chometz, 20% chometz, 90% chometz. The chometz that is in chometz nukshe, that is sufficient. The sibbe lifter is because lavnei achila ninu, it's not called an achila. So that is why Rabbi Lezer holds that you're not chayiv on chometz nukshe. Im keinem anachnu, so we have a meira dikizach. So with this we can understand Rashi in the Mishnah, which the Rabbi Natam asked on Rashi, and I saw the chayim bring down such a svar. So Samus also says this over here. Rashi in the Mishnah says, Ya'oiva and Bal Yero, and Chometz Nukshu. So the Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, doesn't understand. Afilu, there's a lav and Nukshu, so there's a special pasuk, you're not allowed to eat it. But who says that Ya'oiva Bal Yero? There's a pasuk, Kol Machmetzes Leisachelu, the Kol is Marba Afilu Chometz Nukshu. Good, so there's a Rebbe, you're not allowed to eat this also. But how do you know Ya'oiva Bal Yero? Bal Yero says, Leiro Lecho Chometz. But the way Rashi said over here, Rashi for emphasis, Rashi says there's no chesorim bechlal in the chimut of nukshe. Nukshe is chametz. So it's, there's no chesorim. The chesorim is guslav neyachile. It's shalike derech achile. In lo yisoichlu, there's a chiddush that you're chayiv. Because the felten maisa achile. But chametz is zicher a chametz. So therefore, Rashi holds that bal yiro, why shouldn't you be over bal yiro? There's nothing wrong in the chimut of nukshe. The chesaron is in the isar achile. He holds that there's no isar achile. And therefore we find something meiridik interessant. The Goyin says this. The shitas harambam is chometz nukshe is osa midarabonon and yoiva bal yiro min atoire. So we stimmt die zwei Sachen. So stimmt. Because the reason it's also bachila midarabonon. The reason it's also bachila midarabonon because it's lavenei achila nino. So we don't have a ribui to be marbe that if you eat nukshe shaloike derech achila yechayim. We don't have a ribui, so it's also bachila midarabonon. But chometz it is, ba yeroyel biyoyve. Zog the Gemara weiter. The Rabbi Lezer, so Kaponim, now we have brought down the drosha of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer learns his din from Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisaychel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lezer, Eruvi Belav Minole, receive Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisaychel. So the Gemara, the Vayah learned that there's Chomet and there's Machmetzes. Chometz means chometz ben. Machmetzes means chometz al yidei taruvis. In fact, the Gemara, if that is the makor of chometz al yidei taruvis, yohi koris nami lachaye. The Braise brought on a drosh, it says, ki kol oichol chometz v'nichesom. Frektach the Gemara, dok see, but there's another posik, ki kol oichol machmetzes v'nichesom. I have another posik. That is koris al machmetzes. And for the Gemara, Ahumi boile lichter sanye. The Machmetzes by Chorus is coming to tell me as follows. Only Eloshin is Chametz Mehelo. Only if the Isa became Chometz by itself. Taisid Avchav Chesam at Bey said is Chametz Mehelo means one of two ways. Either you use Sa'oyer, which makes it very Chometzdi, or you let the dough become Chometz by itself. That's is Chametz Mehelo. Machmas dover acher minayim. What happens if you use shimre yayin to be mechametz the ise? That be a havamine that it shouldn't be considered chametz. Talmud loimer kaloichol machmetzes v'nichreso. So verkehrt. So this machmetzes of Kores is not coming to tell us that Chometz doesn't go my day taruves, he gets Kores. No, this Machmetzes is coming to tell us a different aloche, that nis Chametz, Machmetz do varacher, sachiv Kores. Frag the Gemara, ihochi de lav nami lochu diosus. So the Gemara asks Samoyra de Kekash, if you're telling me that without this posik of Machmetzes, I would think, when are you chayiv only nischametz me'elov? Nischametz ayidei dovaracher, I don't know bechlau, that is a chiyiv koris. So that's why this posik is telling me that nischametz ayidei dovaracher is a chiyiv koris. Yehochi, the lav nami lohochi diyosis, a me'elov. How did you prove that there's a lav? Kol machmetzes loisaychelu. The rabbis could have Bavli. No, you need the machmetzes to tell me that nischametz machmas dovaracha yechayim alav. So memele. So how do you now? So you just lost now your limud for chometz dogen gomel al yedei taruvus. Now dach sich mir. We see a moiridike zach from this gemara, and We'll put it on hold. That's some yediyah. The Gemara says now, I have a pasuk that tells me that nischametz a yedei davar acha yechayev koras. That I know already, yechayev koras. The Gemara says, but I would still need the pasuk kol machmetzus loisei chelu to tell me that there's a lav on nischametz a yedei davar acha. Is kan shoyel aben. Why do you need a riboy? If you get koras for it, so you need a riboy that there's a lav. So weiss doch heiss azoi, Koris, it doesn't prove anything. For, you don't need a azore for Koris. Baraye mila yosach hayev Koris. Pesach yosach hayev Koris. So that what it says that there's Koris on this chametz machmas dovaracha, I know this Koris. But I would not know this Malkis. Could be this Koris and not Malkis. So I need the kol machmetzes loisei chelu to tell me this Malkis on this chametz haydei dovaracha. That's what the Gemara says. So we see there's two halachas. There's one halacha on Koris, and you need another limud on Malkus. One cannot learn out from the other. Al koponim, so now the Gemara asks, as follows. So since the both machmetzes are used up already for nischametz haydei dovaracha, so we just lost the limud of Rabbi Lezer for chametz dogen goma haydei teruvah. So again, so now we're back to where we started from. So how do you know chametz don gomay day teruvis? Elo zok the Gemara, taimed the Rabbi Elazar mikol, not from the machmetzes, from the kol. The kol is marbe, kol machmetzes lo yisechelu, so the kol is marbe afilu, not chametz ben, afilu chametz don gomay day teruvis. We're marbe from the kol. In fact, the Gemara, oh, you're marbe from the kol, so then there should be chorus also. Hosam nami achsiv kol. It says kol oichel chometz v'nichesa. Kol oichel machmetzes v'nichesa. So you have a kol by koris also. So let us be mal by koris from this kol also. So k'nimabor ahumi boi loy l'rabbe says hanoshim. No, the Gemara says no. This kol by koris is not coming to be mal by chometz don goma yedei taruvis. This call is mid marbe that noshim who eat chometz are chayiv koras. Fact the Gemara noshim, you need a posik for noshim mid Rabbi Yehuda Marav nafke. The Omar Rabbi Yehuda Marav v'chein tonet ve'Rabbi Shmuel Omar ko ish oy isha ki yasu mikoil chatois ha'odom hishva akosav ish le'isha l'chol onshim shebetayre. You don't need a special posik to tell me that an isha is chayiv koras if she eats chomet, just like the with the hekish, that kol onshim shebetoyre an isha similar to an ish. So memele, so why do you need the kol to tell me that an isha is chayiv koras al chomet? So the Gemara itzrich. No, you need the kol. Salke daitach amina, I would think. Hoyul uchsiv loisoichal olav chomet, shivas yomim toichal olav matz. We have a hekish, achilas chometz to achilas matzah. Kol she yeshnei bikum achil matzah, yeshnei bebal toichul chometz. Whoever is mechuyev to eat matzah, he's not allowed to eat chometz. Vahani noshi hoyil v'lesnayu bikum achil matzah, since women are potter to eat matzah. Davle mitzvah sasei shazman grome, eime bebal toichul chalmetz namilis nayu, kemash melon. So that's why it says this kol. That means, what is the Gemara saying? Without the kol, I have here a hekish. The hekish is makish, achilas chometz to achilas matzah. Whoever is mitzuvah to eat matzah, they are mitzuvah to eat chometz. And since noshim are potter to eat matzahs, I would think the potter to eat chometz. So I would think if the potter to eat chometz, there's no azorah on them to eat chometz. So my male wouldn't be any chorus either. So therefore, I have now a kol. So the kol tells us that an isha kol oichel machmetzes v'nichas, if an isha eats chometz, she's chayiv chorus. Or if an isha is chayiv chorus when she eats chometz, so we see that she is mitzvah in chometz. So my male, so you need the kol to tell us that we don't make this hekish chometz from matzah. Before we go further, we have to understand one thing. This posik of shivas yomim toichel olav matzahs L'chayre, this pasuk is not speaking about the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Shiva shomim teichel all of matzahs is not the mitzvah of achila. It's a l'chayre taniser asay that you're supposed to eat matzah, not chometz. So how do you know b'chlal that anish is potter? But Rashi and Daf Chof Chesam at Beis explains this pasuk is God speaking about the mitzvah of achilas matzah balayla, because what's the olav? Olav means bishas achilas haPesach. Teichel olav matzahs means that when you're eating the korban Pesach, should eat matzahs. So memela, this pasuk is speaking about the mitzvah of achilas matzah, and now the Gemara says I have a hekish. So I would say whoever is mechuyev in matzah, they're also to eat chometz. So I would say that women, since they're potter to eat matzah, so memela they're not mitzuve in chometz also. So that's why I need the kol to tell me that they are that they're musar on chometz, that is kolas that anisha eats chometz. Zokt gemore v'hashte the israbe lohu bebal teichel chometz. So now that I know from the kol that they are mitzuvin bal teichel chometz, israbu nami lachilas matzah. So memele, so now I'll make the hekish vakel. Since now I know that they're not allowed to eat chometz, so now I'll learn out from the hekish that they're mitzuvin matzah. Kirabeleza, the Omar Rabeleza, the Omar Rabeleza, noshim chayoveis bachilas matzah de bal teichel. Shenema loisoichel olav chometz, ko sheyeshne baltoichel chometz, yeshne bachilas matzah. Bahani noshi nami hoil v'yeshnon bebaltoichel chometz, yeshnon bekum achil matzah. So now I know that noshim amachuyiv in matzah. Now I had a shtikel ha'ore on this gemore. We just learned on the gemore in Omed Aleph, the gemore says that you need machmetzes, it says twice machmetzes. Once machmetzes, it says to tell us that the zachiyev koris and nischametz are yedei davaracha. And one machmetzes tells us, called machmetzes leisaychelu, comes to tell us that there's a lav an achilas chometz nischametz are yedei davaracha. So we had mentioned before, why do you eat two limudim? So we said, because it's two different things. Could be your chayiv koris, but you won't get malchus. So therefore, you need two separate limudim. One to tell us this koris, and this chamtzai dey dovarache, and one to tell us this malchus, and this chamtzai dey dovarache. That was on the Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Omed Aleph. And our Gemara over here, we had a limud that women are potter from the lav. Because it says, whoever is chayiv and achilas matzah is mechuyiv in the lav. Leisoichel olav chometz, shivisham and toichel olav matzah. The hekish was the mitzvah of achilas matzah to the lav. And all of a sudden the Gemara brought the posik that noshim achayiv koris al achilas matzah. As soon as the Gemara proved that noshim achayiv koris and achilas chometz, I mean, the noshim achayiv koris and achilas chometz, all of a sudden the Gemara automatically assumed that they're mitzuvin the lav also. And then the Gemara says, we make vekish vakel. Whoever is not allowed to eat chometz is mitzuvin to eat matzah. And since they are not allowed to eat chometz, so here it seems that as long as you know this koris, you don't need a special limud that they're mitzuvin the lav. We need two limudim. One to tell us that there's koris on nischametz ayidei dovaracha, and one to tell us that there's a lav on nischametz ayidei dovaracha. It could be the difference is as follows. Nischametz ayidei dovaracha, if we need a ribui for it, it seems it's a different type of chimutz. It's a different type of chimut. So by mele, one can say there's koris on this chimut. There's no malchus on this chimut. There's malchus and there's no koris. It's a different type of chimut. And one halacha is not machiach the other halacha. But could be the Gemara held by Noshim, it is not Mistava. That means by Noshim we have a cloud, Huksha Isha Leish Lechol Onshim Shabbatayre. That means they're the same. So if I have a posik that they're potter from Chometz, good, so they're potter legamri. They're mechlal not nichlal in the hazore of Chometz. They're not mitzuv in the Isha Chometz. That I could understand. But the minute I see that there's a chiyuv koris on Noshim, so the Gemara says, kol. Hosam nami gabi kol, so ksiv kol oichul machmetzes v'nichasam. The Gemara says, no, that kol comes for Nosh. In fact, the Gemara Noshim, you don't need a kol. We have a hekesh hukshu ish leisha lechol onshim. Mikan sha Noshim chayoviz al kol leisasa shem betoirem. Shrei onshin malkis. So the Gemara says, now I would think that Noshim are part of a machilas chometz because it's hukish lematzah. The matzah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grome. Navkalom beper kama dikdushim, the Noshim pturis. Kamash molon hai kol. Du muzoreis ala chomet, da noshim ha muzoran chomet, vegeven du muzoreis ala de chomet, and since I assume that the muzoran the lab of chomet, chayobis be'asei d'achilas matzo leil horishen, leil horishen, v'avol gav des man grome, krabelezer, oyo v'yesh non bebal toichol chomet, and afkolo mikol oichol chomet, yesh non bekum achil matzo, yeah, zogt die Gemara weiter. O mai chozes, da hai kol, le ribuyei noshim. How do you know? You have here a kol oichul machmetzes v'nichasol. So how do you know that the kol comes to be marbe noshim? O mafkes eruve, and you don't use it to tell us chometz aidei taruvis. Eimel ribuy eruve, maybe we're talking marbe eruve, we're marbe chometz dogma de taruve, that is chorus also. And for the Gemara, mistavre koi ba'oichlin marbe oichlin. Kol oichl chometz is the kol is speaking about the people who are eating it. Not speaking about what is being eaten, it's speaking about kol oichl chometz v'nichasa. Is mistavre koi ba'oichlin marbe oichlin, koi ba'oichlin marbe necholin. If it's, it says kol oichol chometz, so it should be marbe chafetz, it should be marbe chometz don gomei day taruvitz. So mistove the riboy is yeah. So the riboy is to be marbe the noshim. So Rashi koi ba oichlin kol de gabi koris ba oichlei chometz ksiv. Aber kol da azore, kol machmetzes loisoi chaylu, v'nechal ksiv, kol machmetzes. Koi ba'oichlen marbe necholim, bitmiyim. Now, let us see Tosfos. Man tane chometz gomo aidei teruvis, v'nukshe be'eine belav. Who is the tane that holds that chometz, gomel, and nukshe is alive? That was the agdoma of our sugya. Mashme b'shmaiten the ilav the israbi chometz nukshe lemalkis afilo iso loyhoyeboy. From our sugya by stois, if there's no malkis, there's not even an iso. Now, the first agdoma of Tosfos, the Marsha says he doesn't know where Tosfos saw it. Our whole sugya is speaking about, the Mishnah says that there's malkis. Who is the tanda that holds this malkis? If there's an issa, if there's not an issa, where did Tosfos see that there's no issa? That's the Marsha's kasha. That's problem number one. But that's the hakdoma. Tosfos says it's other. Either there's malkis or there's nothing. The taimalari, the bepeire kama de chulen, boi rabzeire, harei olai lachmei toide min hachometz oi min hamatz. A person was menadev that he's going to shteltzu lachmei toide. Now lachmei toide, there are 10 lachomim min hachometz, there are 30 min hamatzah. And he said he was menadev lachmei toide, either min hachometz will bring, or min hamatzah will bring. The heavy siya. And what did he do? He brought siya. He bought chometz nukshe. Mal. What is the din? Was he yoitze his nether? He says, I'm going to bring either chometz or matzah. And he brought siyah. So the Gemara siyah dama. Let's clarify the shayla. What kind of siyah did he bring? Either Rab Meir or Rab Meir, if you say he bought siyah, which is a chsif upon it, which according to Rab Meir is, which according to Rab Meir is chometz nukshe. So the Gemara says, midaloki olei chometzu. What's your shayla? I'll be poshet your shayla. How we poshet the shayla? That we see that Rab Meir holds that you're loike on chometz nukshe. So if you're loike on chometz nukshe, so then it's zicha should be good for lachmei toide. There you need chometz. And so if you're loike on chometz nukshe, it should be good. V'hashtem minolei dava chometz le'inyin toide. Til me'shani chometz pe'pesach. The rabbi ekro le'malkes. Fact of Tosfos, what is pshat in the Gemara in Chulin? What is pshat in the Gemara in Chulin? He says, Rameyer has a ribui that this is a chometz that you're chayiv malkes on. Tosfos zicha learned, that Tosfos learned at the beginning of Eilo Ivrim also, that chometz nukshe is an inferior chometz. I have a special posik that you get malchus on this inferior chometz. Fine, that's all what I have. But how do I know when it comes to other halachas, when it comes to other halachas where you need chometz, that this inferior chometz is satisfactory? By toide you need chometz. By toide you need chometz. So how did the Gemara put two and two together? That's a davar poshet. According to Rameya, since you're like it, so zicha be good for Kobum Taida. How? So that face was kasha. So this is a hemshech from the Agdom of Taisvis. Taisvis said that, that here by Tosfos, if you don't have a posik on Malkes, it shouldn't be also. So it seems Tosfos wants to assume from that, I feel like you have a posik on Malkes, it shouldn't be good for something else. That's a pista hemshech in Tosfos. You have to know how this hemshech stims. Maybe if there's no posik, it's not also. But if you have a posik already that you like it, I mean, the Hagdom is not so muchach lechayre that the kasha is a kasha. About Kaponim, as Isaac Taisvis. Taisvis asks here Akasha that all it says, according to Rameya, that by this inferior chometz, you like it. But how does that prove that whenever you need chometz, that inferior chometz is satisfactory? Dilme shani chometz v'pesach dirabi yirkro lemalkis. So Tosfos says, no, there is a posik that says that chometz nukshe is good. There's a special posik. Tosfos doesn't tell us where the posik is. But there is zicher a posik that tells us that chometz nukshe is good. So now it's also a pella. So if there's a posik that tells us that chometz nukshe is good by lachmei toide, so why does the Gemara have to give akdome? According to Rab Meir, that me the lucky, the Gemara doesn't say that. Tosfos found a posik. There's a posik that said chometz is good for lachmei toide. The Gemara doesn't bring down this posik. Abzeir eklar da shayla, what's with chometz nukshe? And the Gemara says, I'll tell you, according to Rab Meir, since you're loike on chometz nukshe, Savad Gibis will be good for Lachmei Toide for Chometz. So the Gemara seems to say that it's good according to Rameh because you like it by Pesach. Tosfos says that what you like it by Pesach is no proof at all that it's good for Lachmei Toide. So why is it good for Lachmei Toide? Because it's not possible that says Chometz Nukshe is good for Lachmei Toide. So how do we learn Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara seems to be saying one thing and Tosfos is saying something else. So Dachsemi this was emis says Pshat and Tosfos as follows. I have a posik that chometz nukshe is good. But what, there's a pasuk someplace that chametz nukshe is good. But what is it good for? Is it good for matzah? Is it good for chametz? It's inferior chametz. It says nicht dahin and nicht daher. Rashi in Chulin says miklal matzah yotze miklal chametz leibo. It's an in between, and the pasuk says this in between is good. Fine, but for what is it good? Is it good for matzah? Is it good for chametz? I don't know. So the Gemara says in Chulin, listen, if according to Rav Meir you see it as dinei chametz legabi pesach, so mistame this ribui, that in between is good. Mistame means it's in, the in between is good for chametz also. Legabi lachmei toide. V'hod isanyi b'per kol amenochas bo ismatza ein machmitzim b'tapuchim v'ab chametz nukshe. I tell you, you're not allowed to be machmitz the menachas with tapuchim, because they become chametz nukshe. Kedemashma osam. What's wrong? We just said that there's a posik that chametz nukshe is good for menachas. Haine lecha, tchile, you shouldn't do it. Al b'diavet kosh, ein echanami, b'diavet it's taka kosh. Be'ilu nukshe be'enei loy ktoni. Trigmo boragai terav Yehude, that nukshe is gringer than chametz don gomei day tarubis. Because Rabbi Lezer only mentioned Chametz Dogen Gomai Dei Terubis and not Nukshe. In time of name the Mishim Hochi Lechoshev Lei Mishim De Kolshki Nukshe the Omar Rav Nachman. Maybe he didn't mention it because if he tells you that there's Malkis and Chametz Dogen Gomai Dei Terubis Avada Gibis Nukshe. Yeshloim Di Kolshki Nu Havalei Lemisne Lashmin and the Les Bekoritz Faker. The Barais is telling us explicitly that there's an issa lot, but it doesn't go to Koriz, so, Einachanami, maybe you don't have to tell me about the lav, because it's a kolshkein from Chometz Dogen Gomor, or Dei Terubis, but tell me that there's no Koriz, this is more Chomor than Chometz Dogen Gomor, Dei Terubis. Sarai, it's Mutter Legabri. V'noisnei lifnei kalboi, de Rab Meir le Rab Yehuda. The Chometz Nukshe seer de Rab Meir, according to Rab Yehuda, is noisnei lifnei kalboi. Because he holds this is matzah. So this is midaraisa filo bachila shali, kidamin pei kama de chulin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, siyo de ramei allowed to eat, it's matzah, the matzah mal you see. Al midarabonon it is also to eat, but to give takelef, it is a din matzah. Ahu kol la suyei noshe. So the Gemara answers, the kol is coming to be mal benoshe. Taimolari, otrei ki kol ksi vi gabi kores. There's two kols. Ki kol oichol chometz v'nichrese, v'chi kol oichol machmetzes. V'nabin in eruvei lekoris. So let us be mal b'eruvei lekoris. V'afilu rabon le'dorshi kol ki kol dorshi. So al koponim, so let us be mal b'eruvei lekoris from the second one. Why merida pshitalei legmora da'osa l'shum drosha? That other ki kol is sicha coming for a different drosha, which the Gemara did not tell us what the drosha is. Tiktaisvis weiter, salke deiter hamine, kol she yeshnoi bekum echel matze, is yeshnoi bebal teichel chometz. And since noshim are not mitzuve to eat matzes, I would think they're not mitzuve in the isa chometz. Taimolari, heichi salke deiter le midreshochi ad rabbe ipche yesh lidresh, de lechumre makshime. That means you have it as a hekish chometz lematzah or matzah lechometz. So al kaponim, if you don't know which way to make the hekish, we have a klal lechumra makshinim. So the hekish should be that just like the chayim and chometz, the chayim and matzah. By Mary, the salke daitach du uchei dekro de seife meforish l'reisha. Here, the way the hekish is written, so the seif is meforish l'reishim. Shemochi yomad abachilas matzah toli d'chsiva b'seif. Since it ends up with matzah, so memelis, I think the matzah is megal on the chometz. Not the chometz is megal on the matzah. Boid yeshleim v'dohochi yeshlidresh yoyser heter l'noshim. Here you should darshan fakert l'kula. Mishum zeyrishoved et tesvov michag asukes. There is a tesvov. Vami miftri mi matze, kmei mesukin de potol obedye beper kayoshim, eloch la moishim isinai. That we know klo, that noshim a potol from sukin, is a gzeire shove tesvov. So therefore, I would say that the potol from matze also, So my mele, so there, that would be machiach me that I koch, I have to make the hekish vakel. So you learn out chometz v'matz. Yesh makshim. Lama noshim ein chayobes betzitzis. Why are noshim chayob betzitzis? Because we have a hekish shatnes betzitzis. Shim dechol she yeshne belevishnes shatnes yeshne begdilim kedarshine be'erchin gabi kahan. The Gemara says in Elchin, Hakel chayovim betzitzis kahanem levim v'yisraelim. Frech the Gemara, kahanem pshita, what's the havamina that a kohen is not chayim betzitzis? The Gemara says, because it says, leisil b'shatnes gedilim tasalacho. So the Pasuk says, who's chayim betzitzis? A person who's metzuvin shatnes. In kahanem, since b'shas aveidosam, they're permitted to wear shatnes. So I would think that they're potter from tzitzis, because they're not metzuvin shatnes. Zot me the Mishneh, that no. But since shaloi b'shas aveidosam, they're also b'shatnes, and a mele, so the hekish is applicable to them also, that they're metzuvin shatnes, so mele the metzuvin tzitzis. That's the Gemara in Elchin. Aber al kaponim, the Gemara in Elchin tells us a yesod, whoever is mitzuvin shatnes is mitzuvin tzitzis. So noshim, since they're mitzuvin shatnes, they should be mitzuvin tzitzis. O le peirish ri de peirish de miseifa le reishis svara lidroish. According to the ri, when you have a hekish, the seif is meforish de reishis. Korish kosher lehepach, shalo ye noshim chayobis bekloim. So we should darshan, since they are part of tzitzis, they're part of kloy. V'chitayim ha'ochinami, efshein ha'chanami, v'per kama de beye mashme, te kloyim loichozi lamidi. That shatness is not roi for anybody, and if noshim would be mutter to wear shatness, would be roi for noshim. So that mendoch, that noshim are also mitzuvah in shatness, so that's Tosfos Kasha, why do we make the hekish misei for the reish?